now Moscow, for some of what's going on there. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer is in the city. Gregory, we've heard what the situation looks like in Georgia. What are Russia's objectives at this point?
It's really unclear. French President Nicolas Sarkozy was in Moscow today for talks with his Russian counterpart, Dmitry Medvedev. And afterwards, they had a very strange news conference. Sarkozy came out saying that Russia and Georgia had agreed to a ceasefire, but that no peace deal had been reached. Russia says that it's what it calls its peacekeeping troops are still retain the right to stay in Georgia, or at least in the two breakaway regions, as long as Moscow sees fit. There's a lot that's unclear, and Dmitry Medvedev was issuing some incredibly hardline rhetoric, really insulting the Georgian leader. So I think it's going to be clear only in the next days and weeks exactly what's happened today, what it actually means for the future.
Well, what I hear from the statements today from Moscow, Russian troops will stay in the region of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. They're going to stay there, and that's it. Also, there is a ceasefire, but the report, according to the Russians, they're not taking any more military action. But there are reports from Abkhazia that indeed military operations are underway there.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's very difficult to know what's going on the ground. Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili today was saying that the Russian forces were conducting genocide in the breakaway region of Abkhazia, that it was essentially killing people in the small sliver of territory, the Kodori Gorge, the part that Georgia, the Georgian government at least had controlled. The Georgian government was saying that there were ongoing attacks of villages in different parts of Georgia, that an ambulance had been hit. So it's entirely not clear what's going to happen. I don't think any side knows what's going to happen.
What are you hearing from your sources about the state of this conversation between the French president and the Russian president? How did things go in that meeting, and what are the state of relations at this moment?
Well, it's difficult to know exactly how the conversation went. It went on for quite a long time, several hours longer than had been expected. And again, the two theories were that either there was no agreement, and that's why it was taking a long time, or the details were being hammered out. Again, the news conference afterwards didn't really answer that many questions. I think it's a possible ceasefire, possible progress, but events on the ground will really have to play out over the next days and weeks.
There's been a statement from a senior NATO leader today in Europe. It's not enough that there be a ceasefire. The Russians have to withdraw to their positions of last week. That is, they have to get out of these Georgian provinces. What's the prospect of that?
I think it's very, very slim. And I think one of the variables here is the rhetoric also coming from the West. Russia has been incredibly offended by what the United States and other countries have had to say. Russia thinks that it's being unfairly accused. Russia says that it's conducting peacekeeping operations in Georgia. And one thing that I think will really infuriate the Russians is that the NATO General Secretary, Jaap de Hoop-Scheffer, today said that the prospect of Georgia joining NATO was still very much on the table. Now, many people believe this was one of the main reasons Russia attacked Georgia in the first place. Another thing that will likely infuriate the Russians is that the Georgian president said Georgia was going to pull out of the Commonwealth of Independent States, the loose configuration of former Soviet republics led by Russia. There are now rumors that Ukraine is going to be next. So the rhetoric is still flying. The situation is unclear. And the agreement that was reached today behind closed doors between Presidents Sarkozy and Medvedev, the details of that are unclear as well.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Moscow. NPR News will continue to follow this story today from that city. Greg, thank you.
You're welcome.